Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosboro. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Rosboro steals second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Tovar moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles strikes out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosboro hits a pop-up towards short. Trusiewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-1 in the game. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freehan moves to second. Don Wert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freehan moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Don Wert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wert is 0 for 1 in the game. Wert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Northrup moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Dave Boswell now pitching. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to second for the out. Northrup scores. One out. It's 6-1, Tigers. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean bunts towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Quilici covering, for the out. Trasuski moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup who is chasing the ball. Quilici reaches third base with a triple. Jim Holt pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quilici scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into left field. Horton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horton. Tovar moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. Reese moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roseborough is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-2 in the game. Renick strikes out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirt for the out. Northrup moves to third. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trusiewski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Luck pinch hits for Bob Miller. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a line drive towards third. Wirt catches it and throws to first to double up Luck. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Renick. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline is walked intentionally. Norm Cash pinch runs for Al Kaline. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nettles. Horton reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trusiewski bunts towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-2 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Rick Renick. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.